every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, it's a business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, Matthew Clark hears about the business benefits of the Royal Cornwall Show. But first, a roundup of the news headlines.
Local landlord Coastline Housing has secured funding of £131 million to deliver one of the largest affordable housing programmes in Cornwall. Over the next 4 years, the social landlord will be delivering up to 660 new homes for people in housing need across the duchy. There appears to be strong support for the proposed Higher Newham Farm and Village project, if visitor feedback from last week's consultation event is anything to go by. More than 600 questionnaires were completed at an exhibition on Truro's Lemon Quay, with 86% saying they support the plans. Cornwall's businesses are being urged to help shape the future of regulation by feeding back on their best and worst experiences and suggesting the one thing they could change about regulation if they had the opportunity. The Cornwall and Isles of Scilly LEP has launched the Better Business for All survey, which can be accessed on the Business Pulse website. And finally, Truro-based chartered accountant Robinson Reed Layton has boosted its senior management team by making charities director Mark Williams a partner in the firm.
The 7 Days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.
The Royal Cornwall Show comes around so quickly every year, and once again, it's been great seeing all the animals, the businesses, the entertainment at the Royal Cornwall Showground. Well, with me now on the line is Chris Riddle. He's in charge of the Royal Cornwall Show. Just tell me, what sort of things have we seen of interest to businesses, and how important is this show to business?
Well, I think the show is always a great market place for businesses, both local and from further afield. And certainly this year, for the 2014 show, there's been a much more sort of optimistic feel about things. I think business in the county is better than it was a year ago. I think many businesses have, you know, they perhaps have regrouped a little bit and they've found perhaps new markets. But here at the show, they always seem to do a good amount of trade. They put their product, their services in front of a huge number of people. And, you know, reports are looking very good, and I think people have been very optimistic.
And what sort of analysis do you do after an event to see how much business it's helped grow?
Well, it's always slightly hard to know. I mean, some businesses are very quick to say, we had a wonderful show, and they give you some figures. Others are perhaps a little bit more reticent about it. But we do get a lot of feedback. Our trade stand staff and our sort of press officer and so forth, they would all be looking very closely at this because, you know, we all like good news stories. Also, of course, we like to hear if somebody didn't do very well, what the reasoning might have been. Now, of course, sometimes if somebody's got a product or service that's just not working, well, sadly, that's not going to help it wherever they are. But generally, businesses seem to do very well. They get a new feel, they get new people looking at their product, and the reports are usually excellent.
And of course, the agricultural trade and business in Cornwall is very important, but it doesn't get a chance to get out and network and show itself off that often. So I suppose this is the main point of the year.
Oh, very much so. You know, modern agriculture can be quite a lonely business for many people. You know, your average farm has a small number of people involved these days. You know, it's not the social thing perhaps it used to be. And coming here to the show, seeing, yes, from a business point of view, new technology, new products and so forth, but also meeting up with friends, relatives, people you haven't seen for a long time, swapping stories, a bit of socialising, a bit of business is what it's all about, and, you know, it's a part of it. I know, you know, from my involvement with the RABI, the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution, we're always quite worried about the problems of sort of loneliness and isolation in the farming community, and here is a great antidote to that.
And what sort of recovery, if any, do we see in the farming community in Cornwall?
Well, I think probably a bit of a mixed picture, but generally people are doing fairly well. I think businesses as with any sector, have perhaps looked at their bottom line, they've looked at their costs, and have perhaps regrouped a little. But generally, business is good. I think Cornwall is on a bit of an up generally. Now, whether that's from a general business point of view, from a farming point of view, the range of products that the county produces and adds value to is just incredible. And I think Cornwall is looked at by a lot of the country as a place to be, a place to do business, and a real success story for many.
And of course, the Royal Cornwall Show is also a great chance for the food and drink industry, which is amazing in Cornwall now, isn't it?
Oh, very much. I mean, it's just incredible, the range of produce and the quality of produce too, and the sort of the marketing, the labelling, the packaging. It's all moved on so much in the last few years. I think Cornwall is, you know, a world leader in local produce. There's no doubt about that. And of course, the hugely strong Cornish identity is something that sells products far and wide. I know many people who visit the show from further afield say they just have never seen the display like we have in our Cornwall Food and Farming Pavilion, for instance. The sheer number of products produced in the county is just staggering.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's have a look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
A couple of business seminars to look forward to. Accountancy firm Francis Clark is hosting an event looking at the tax issues surrounding holiday lets on Monday, June the 9th, while on Wednesday the various types of trading entities will be examined at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre. And on Thursday, across to the Maritime Museum in Falmouth, the Falmouth Marine School will be holding its annual research day with a keynote presentation from explorer and TV personality Monty Halls. For details of these and other events taking place over the next 7 days, visit businesscornwall.co.uk.
And listen again in 7 days' time for more news from the business community.
7 days with Business Cornwall.